from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you did it recently, it was like 10-3-1, like...
10-3-7.
Yes, if you put this football thing on rest and you train, what could you give me in the 100?
A gold medal in my mind.
A gold medal?
Yeah. A gold medal in my mind.
Like a sub-10.
I mean, that was at 240 pounds, so.
DK Metcalf, add him to the list of NFL players that thinks if he just tried, he could win the gold medal in track, 100 yards, 100 meters. Add him to the list. He's fast. He does have one of the coolest plays in NFL history. I know that's saying a lot in NFL history, but...
Buda Baker?
Yeah, that chase down remains awesome.
Yeah.
Made me a fan of Metcalf forever. So cool. What a moment. Anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Beautiful Friday. Beautiful.
It really is.
Before I get to the rookie receiver that flashed yesterday online, I want to ask you this. True or false, August is an underrated weather month.
Sure, not just saying that because we've had a nice little week here, because it's going to rain this weekend.
I mean, every month does have rain.
It's been hot.
It's been hot. It's not oppressive. You get good sleeping weather at night. It's still summer. It's fall-like.
Yeah. It's good. It's,
What's above it? Isn't August pretty close to it? If you were
it's
to
a
have
top a, seven weather month.
Seven?
Top seven.
It should be like top four.
That's fine, top seven. Top four?
Top four.
October's better.
It's like June.
September. June's better.
I mean,
is May better? May's wet. August is drier. All right, I would give August over May.
You just think August is money. By the time August shows up, October. You still want a little bit of heat. You might be a little bit over the heat, so you want a break from time to time. And it gives you that. And the people that are fall haters, as wrong as they are, still get their heat, you know?
All right.
It's like fall without being fall. It's fall's preseason.
All right, I think I'm going to end up putting it higher than I thought, because I'm only coming up with, I think September is better, I think October is better, and I think June is probably better. And that might be it for me.
August is
that
inconsistent.
That is still
inconsistent.
Inconsistent?
Because you have like really good, really, really, really good days, but then all of a sudden, boom, you have a week of just rain and
you do?
Sadness.
Is July like, more...
Where was the week of rain and sadness this month?
Think about all of the Augusts in the past, not just this August. You got to think about all the past Augusts.
Okay, hold on. I'm thinking about all of my past Augusts.
Yeah, and I distinctly remember very many Augusts. That was when soccer practice would start, and you'd go out there, and it'd be 110 degrees at like 8 in the morning, and it's like, all right, well, I guess I'm just sweating everything today. Like, it's
Oh, look at this. I could tell you, look at the National Weather Service you're with. I can give you monthly precipitation by month.
Yeah, of course.
Let's have it. By year.
Okay.
And
you look at all the Augusts.
Where it ranks, all the Augusts. Like last year, for instance, August was the third driest month of the year. Only, man, we must have had a May last year. Anyone remember last May?
We had a May.
May was the driest month in Buffalo last year. August was third. Typically, I'm looking, it's usually like the driest month or one of the driest months. Not every year.
I don't know.
There's a couple years in here, like 2021, it was double as wet as June or May.
I just think sometimes you'll have either really rainy Augusts or really, really hot Augusts. This one has been good, but I just think over the years, if you look at everything, it just sometimes it falls short.
It's better than July.
I mean, maybe.
July's hot.
July
is hotter.
Sometimes the July heat is, you know, relentless.
All right. By the way, if I'm putting it fourth, it still is in my top seven.
Right.
So I wasn't wrong.
Okay.
It is top seven.
That's right. Josh Allen's a top 30 quarterback. I mean, listen, I'm putting him third.
Yeah.
I'm putting him second.
I didn't tell you where in my top 30.
It's top 30.
He's in the top 30.
That's right. Okay, fair enough. Christian McCaffrey's like a top 60 fantasy guy for me. Just saying, it's in the top 60.
Yeah. Imagine someone asking your fantasy opinion about, but who do you like? Do you like McCaffrey this year? Like, he's in my top 50.
Yeah.
What a jerk that guy would be.
So the rookie receiver who I asked this of Joe yesterday because, you know, our shared experiences, you're surfing the internet. You got
all of the fantasy
Twitter stuff. And
so this was not a guy in the preseason game.
No, this was just all of a sudden yesterday, Jags Twitter got loose and was pointing out that Brian Thomas Jr. looks great.
Yes.
And he is a big explosive play waiting to happen. And I feel like I hadn't heard his name until yesterday.
Me too.
We've seen our share of neighbors. Adunze a little bit. He's behind two other guys. Worthy, of course. Keon Coleman, we're definitely keyed in on him. I've not heard a ton about... I mean, Leggett's been hurt. I've heard more from Jalen McMillan than I'd heard from Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah.
And apparently he is consistently getting loose deep. The speed he had, he has for the Jaguars. We'll see how they deploy it, but... It's been interesting to watch this class. Yesterday, I saw a highlight of Marvin Harrison Jr. where they're breaking down film of some of the routes he's running.
The little head fake he does. Yeah. Oh my,
so,
I saw that too.
He does this move that, again, I'm not a receivers coach.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But he takes a peek, but it's a double peek. It's like a double fake.
It's a fake peek.
He's running a corner route and he bluffs left like he's gonna bluff left, run right. And it's actually a double, half left, full right, turn left, and the corner just gets all turned around.
Yeah.
And the point they were making was like the nuances that Marvin Harrison Jr. shows up with ready to roll. I mean, he's that's why he was taken as the top receiver in the draft. So I'm excited about him. You know, now we're getting kind of into fantasy football.
No, but I saw Thomas, I saw the clip yesterday too of him just, he's just flying past the defense.
Yep.
And I had a thought about Coleman. Not to bring everything back to Coleman, but every draft season you have a message about a player that is kind of, oh wait, no, but he's actually this. Like, what was this last year for Dalton Kincaid? Last year it was, he's not really a tight end, guys. He's a receiver. He's think of him like a receiver, right? And then the season showed up and it was, oh no, he's a tight end. He's a great one.
Yeah.
He's a good one.
He looks like a great pass catching tight end.
But no, he's a tight end. He's absolutely a tight end. And I feel like that is happening right. That's happening now with Coleman and speed. And maybe it'll end up ringing true because it's more of a specific trait than it is like a position. But because there was the gauntlet drill and there's kind of been a thing with him and speed and athleticism going all the way back to the combine with the really slow 40 he ran, but the really fast gauntlet drill. And here are, you know, Coleman, like, oh no, like he'll beat you deep. Like he can if he beats you at the line of scrimmage. Right. Sal just mentioned that, like, it's the thing he did yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and if you get him rolling, then he's really moving fast. And I don't know. I'm seeing Adonai Mitchell clips of him just flying past defenses and you can't catch him. And Brian Thomas Jr. flying past defenses and you can't catch him. And Xavier Worthy doing the same thing. That we knew he would do that. And I don't know. I feel like we're talking about Coleman this way, and the season could show up, and his career could show up, and it's like, oh no, he's really just not that fast.
Right. Well, we had a conversation with Matt Waldman, whether it was Joe Marino on Wednesday. Like, it's about how they use him. If you are expecting him to be a do-all right away, you might come away disappointed. So it's about getting the most out of him that they can. There's a lot to work with. There's a lot of ability. He's got great hands, great size. The phrase I have heard a couple times and I've stolen it and used it is, for Coleman, runway routes. Like, think of him like a big giant plane. He needs runway. You know, he's not
right.
He's not Shakir or Samuel that's going to try and get open really quickly. Diggs was really good at this in short area, you know, short routes. And Coleman might not be that. As long as you don't ask him to be that, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
The question is, do they have the other guys that are adequate enough to do that? Like, I don't know if MBS is stretching the field and opening up lanes for these runway routes for Coleman, because at camp, you know, he caught a lot of balls. He had a lot of highlight reel catches. He showed incredible hands and vertical ability. One of the obvious questions, I think, is there's no doubt this guy can play above the rim. Okay, what can he do below the rim? Because the game is going to be more than above the rim for him. He's going to have to be a lot more than just above the rim. But we'll see. 803-0550. So Brian Thomas Jr., little bit of a bump for him.
He has been, of the rookie receivers, I would say, like, the least amount of hype
until
in
yesterday
fantasy drafts.
Yeah.
Like, McConkey, Coleman, definitely the top three guys. Worthy, like, is he 10th among the rookie receivers
in hype?
In hype for and he's even behind, like, where he's being drafted in these leagues. I mean, he is.
He's also in a fairly rich receiver room. And Evan Engram and ETN. Like, that's a team that was already stacked with weapons. They signed Gabe Davis. Christian Kirk's got a calf injury.
How hard should it be, though, for if he's really good, how hard should it be for him to become that team's number one? I mean, they've got a bunch of guys that are good, but do they have anyone that's great?
They've got, it's not that different from the Bills. Davis, roll, right? Christian Kirk does a little bit of everything.
Kirk is probably a more complete receiver than the Bills.
He might be
your
everything, and then Thomas is the guy that's got a role along with Davis. Like, they might overlap a little bit.
That's the thing that's weird about them is I feel like they both kind of serve the same purpose, Davis and Thomas. They might do it very differently. Like, Gabe doesn't have elite speed like Thomas does. So the mix there is kind of interesting. The Jaguars have this stink of just being the Jaguars, because if they had a different logo on their helmet, I might think, like, shouldn't that work?
Maybe the white helmets will change your mind.
Shouldn't that work? They got a quarterback that's super talented and a Super Bowl winning coach that runs the offense and three receivers. They love to invest in their pass catchers, the tight end too. Like, shouldn't that be good? And I just think, like, they're gonna win 7 games this year, 8 games.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. A beautiful August day. Jeremy and Joe with you on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.